Hey guys, it's Sam Z. So we had a couple kinks in the recording, so I got a little small intro for you explaining what we had to cut out. Well, we had a little recording problem, but in the beginning we basically covered that we 2 nights ago went to this laser tag place called Blazer Tag in Austin, and so that's what we're talking about when it comes in. We also forgot to vote, and we forgot to say what we're doing next week in the podcast. So I got the votes texted in from Sam and Dylan. Sam Porter is a yes. He would hobby hard at laser tag. Dylan Heimbrock is a yes. And I am a no, because I am terrible at all athletic-related things, as you might have figured out. Also, next week we're going to be doing knitting and crocheting, so look forward to that and enjoy what's left of the episode. Just kidding, it's good.
Laser tag. It was just us three, though, but shout out to Adrian, though, for sure.
What? I did something else, too. I panned the channels.
I was wondering why it sounded kind of strange.
So the first few seconds are going to sound really stupid. Should we just start over?
I mean, we already started.
All right, cool. Anyway, so...
Actually, Adrian reprimanded me yesterday because I didn't invite her to come do it. She said she's never played laser tag before, and she actually really wanted to come.
How has she never played laser tag?
I have
Is
no
that possible?
Idea. I have absolutely no idea.
But she's a normal American.
Maybe from now on, American. we should... If one of us... If all of us have done the thing before, we should bring at least one person who's never done it before.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, just any person in general, like one of our friends?
Well, like Adrian, for example.
Or somebody off the street.
How do we know that
they would be a friend.
Well,
yeah.
See, I think this is a good thing for us to do is, you know, after we announce what we're doing the next week is you can write us an email if you haven't done it, and then... At hobbyhard@gmail.com.
Would that be our first email? Probably our first email.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no emails. Like, we're not even getting spam.
That's pretty amazing,
actually. We're actually completely off the radar.
There's just, like, two emails from Gmail, and that's it.
We had an off-the-grid email account.
What about Tom from MySpace? Has he sent us an email?
He hasn't sent... We're not on MySpace.
Oh.
I think he sent me
Actually, he's not on MySpace.
No, he's not?
Well, he's not with the company anymore, and now he has, like, a Facebook profile that everyone follows.
Oh, cool.
With the same picture.
Is he interesting?
Probably not.
Is he your friend?
No.
You know that you actually can't add Mark Zuckerberg as a friend
right,
on Facebook?
Right, because they have subscriptions now, which that's what Tom has, too.
Oh.
Oh, did you guys see
celebrities
the...
I found that out for the Facebook movie, and I wanted to, you know, actually be friends with him.
Well, speaking of old Mark Zuckerberg, did you guys see the...
True story.
The personal Facebook photos of his that got leaked on the internet the other day?
No.
Oh,
juicy.
Oh, no, they're the most boring things ever. He's just It's just this giant nerd going around, like, holding a chicken, and then apparently, because he only eats things that he kills, holding the chicken wings that he made out of the chicken.
Ooh. Ooh, delicious.
And then it's just like him with a really ugly dog.
Wait, did you say that those were controversial?
No, they just leaked because they were like his personal Facebook photos that someone like took off of his account and like threw online. So it was just like
most dirt they got on him.
Yeah, basically, he's literally the most boring person by the looks of everything.
He seems like really charitable and actually a good person. Like he's got billions of dollars and he donates like a ton, just like Bill Gates.
Well, right. I would hope you do. You just have billions of dollars. Like, what else are you going to do with this? I'm going to sit on him. Scrooge McDuck. I'm going to have a actual money pit that I'm going to go swimming
in. That
actually would be pretty awesome.
A money pit that you could go swimming in.
But not really money, but I think...
Actually, think about it. It would be disgusting.
Yeah, it actually
would be. Is money like the most... Like,
dirty thing ever?
Like grime-ridden, like germ-ridden stuff.
If you have that much money, you could just get fresh money. But I think what you should do is just buy a big ball pit, and they actually sometimes have these ball pits in the arcades
those aren't dirty
at
either.
The laser tag facilities.
Oh, look at Sam, always bringing it back.
Bringing it in.
I'm a good fisher.
I'm a good fisher, right, guys?
You got a good cast,
apparently.
Yeah, I got a great reel. I can just stick it on out there in the ocean and just bring it on in.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Fishing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Actually, last time I went fishing, not the complete last time I went fishing, but. Anyways, when I went fishing probably a few years ago with my buddy Owen, I think you guys have met Owen.
Yeah, I know Owen.
And we were fishing on the banks, and then he caught a fish, and instead of just, like, letting it back into the water by putting it into the water and stuff, like, you know, letting it swim away, he just hurled back and just tossed it like a baseball into the ocean or into the lake.
So did it probably die?
Yeah, it probably died.
Would that kill a fish? Why would that kill a fish?
Because of the force they would hit the water with.
It was like a little
They jump around all the time.
It was like a little brim so you could hold it in your hands.
Yeah, but
so
if
I'm
you
sure
throw
that,
a fish like a baseball and then it just goes out in a trajectory.
It was fine.
Like 30, probably like 30 yards fish into the lake.
And if he reeled back as hard as he could, he would have thrown it really hard.
Have you seen Owen throw a baseball?
I haven't, you know. I haven't.
I can imagine he throws a good baseball.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Well, just like it's almost like basketball, which we also played at the arcade.
Yeah, so yeah,
we spent
a lot of time in the arcade. Probably almost as much time as we did playing the. More time.
We definitely spent more time in the arcade.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And,
your podcast arcade. Oh. Actually, we should do gaming at least one time.
You know, and then we could go up to pinballs,
like video games.
Yeah, video games, okay. Maybe computer games.
Well, we could go up to pinballs and get drunk and play video games. That would be awesome.
That's like an arcade place?
Sounds yeah,
amazing.
It's an arcade.
Where is it?
It's an arcade up by like Burnin and 183 that you, it's BYOB arcade.
If you don't live in Austin, that was a really boring 2 seconds.
Well, yeah. That's true. Except it's in North Austin and it's an arcade that you can bring booze to and they let you.
If you're a gaming nerd,
just the intersection part.
Whatever.
The rest of it was a good story.
Yeah, if you're a gaming nerd or a drinker, that was the most exciting 2 seconds of your life.
That's exactly true.
You're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
BYOB arcade?
I mean, I heard about this a while ago, and I've been really excited.
No, that does sound fun. We should do that.
Mostly,
maybe.
Like, I was excited about Blazer Tag for 2 years before he went.
Yeah, Dylan over here, he actually has been trying to get us to play for literally as long as we've known each other.
That's two and a half years.
But he says it, like, kind of sarcastically sometimes. I don't know if he's actually serious.
Well, I'm always serious.
Blazer Tag, bros.
Well, I find the name of the place hilarious. It's called Blazer. I mean,
it sounds like an upscale laser tag.
Yeah. Well, to me,
you gotta wear a blazer there.
I didn't think about that, but that's hilarious.
I mean, I just imagine a bunch of kids just getting super stoned as they're playing laser tag the whole time.
There was a good Chief.
Oh, I think of like a jacket,
an actual
blazer
jacket.
Whatever that
there was actually a pretty good Chief spot. Second story. I don't know if you guys saw that. The red team was camped out there.
Yeah.
Oh, your team. Yeah.
Yeah, the red team.
Oh, something cool about blazer tag. Maybe I should save it for weird fact.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so laser tag for people that haven't gone, basically.
Fun fact.
I think this place is more of a team melee or team deathmatch type situation where, like, you go in and they just randomly give you a team color and then a vest, and then you go in and you actually are just competing against different teams.
There's three teams, right?
Three teams. Well,
I think there was four teams.
There was four, but there was only three that we competed against because they didn't have enough people for the fourth team, I think.
Oh, really?
Because I saw that on the score sheet. So then, like,
I think it's just red, green, and blue.
Yeah, they had a yellow, but they didn't have people on.
Oh,
yeah,
so
there's a yellow.
Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah. So sometimes they have four. Okay.
Yeah.
But we played with three.
We played with three. And
yeah.
So me and Zeno were on green, and then Dylan got on red. And, it was pretty intense. Like, I don't know about you guys. Like, I think we've all probably played laser tag before this.
I played it a good many times when I was younger.
Yeah, being a kid and stuff. Like, when we were all, like, children, just, like, younger and stuff. And, stuff.
All really. The things that come with
kids.
Yeah, stuff and kids and things.
More
vague
time,
terms.
The tough times.
And I'll say that, like, it seems like a lot of those places they're kind of the same as they were when we were teenagers. Like,
pretty much the same. Although Blazer Tag, it seemed like a really souped up version of what I'm used to. Like,
yeah.
they seem like that's, I don't know, they're top notch as far as a laser tag goes. Well, I don't know. Have you played in a place that nice before? I mean,
no.
Not that,
oh, that place was pretty nice.
Yeah,
sure.
like the setup, the arena, like that whole thing. I wasn't used to that. I was used to just kind of one room with like a few little panels and things.
Yeah,
I played it in places like Blazer Tag before.
Oh, okay.
Blazer Tag, did it have three levels or did it just have two? That was I couldn't.
It's hard to define it because it was all ramps.
It was a bunch of ramps going up.
So really, like a lot of them were all different heights.
Yeah.
And it got pretty. It was a steam house in there, fellas.
Yeah, it got hot.
Very, very,
very
steamy.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. We in the paintball episode, we talked about how paintball people listen to metal and laser tag people listen to techno. Do y'all remember what music was playing? I don't.
All I remember is our like arcade music, like
I can't remember that.
Like I have no memory of sounds I was hearing.
You were in the zone hard.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, you popped down in that corner and you were just. Picking people off
like,
left and right.
I can't believe that I just don't recall at all what was going on in my ears.
Well, I don't think that they were playing music, were they?
They had to have been. There wouldn't have been silence. That would have been weird.
The lasers made a lot of noise, though.
So they did they make noises?
Yeah, and then the gyms made noise.
The gyms made a lot of noise. The gyms
maybe you should
annoying.
Explain what a gym is. Dylan, you want to explain?
Well, the gems were essentially these like sensors that were hidden around in the in different corners of Blazer Tag. And what were there, eight of them?
Yeah, yeah, eight gems.
So there were eight of them.
One was hidden.
And one was hidden on a ceiling.
They were all hidden to me.
anyway, so what happened is if you walked by one, there was a sensor in it, and it would start to count down. And if it counted down until zero, then you would get hit by the gem, and you would lose points. But if it was counting down and you shot it, you would get like a special power, like rapid fire, or like extra ammunition or something like that. So, yeah, you just kind of had to walk around. You had to watch out while you're walking around because these things were just, like, around a corner, and all of a sudden you could just get hit by an inanimate robot object thing.
Yeah, that kind of was annoying.
Yeah, it was super annoying. I got hit by it, like, 1,000 times.
Yeah, I just realized this. Okay, so you know how I told you I didn't realize that part about how the gems could shoot you?
Right.
I only heard the part in the directions that you shot at them to get extra points or whatever.
Yeah.
I just realized during the game, several times in my gun, it said gem shot. You know, I was like, who's the loser who named himself gem?
Well, yeah, because I actually thought about that, too, because it was like gem one, gem three, until like 5 minutes into it. It was like, oh, yeah, that's the fucking gems that he was talking about.
I just realized that.
Well, they also...
Like right now?
Yeah, just now.
Were we both looking at you when you were thinking that?
Yeah, like I had already realized...
Amazing.
I'd already realized that,
baby being born.
That I messed up and that they were shooting at me. I didn't know about it. But I didn't realize that every time I looked at my gun and said that, that's what it was.
Well, I thought it was stupid they were called gems because they just looked like Roombas that had lots of lights on them.
Roombas, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't... I mean, it was just like a big... It just looked like a... Like a froth disk with lights on it. It did not look like a gem by any means.
Well, it's because it was acronym.
Is it an acronym for something?
Oh.
I forgot what it was.
Geographic, electronic.
Did he actually say it was an acronym?
Method? Mystery?
No, it had it on the board. You could read it.
Did it?
So we went to a briefing room.
Yeah.
We went to a briefing. Are you coming up with acronyms?
Yeah, I'm still going with it. I think it's geographic.
You want to go and finish those out?
Mastery.
Okay.
Genial elephant man. Boy,
I think you were pretty close with that last one.
The last one,
yeah.
Gargoyle excreting mucus.
That was a good one, Sam.
Garden Earth
Mother. That sounded right. You know. So, what the hell are we talking about?
Oh, the briefing room.
So yeah, before we went into the actual arena, there was a small briefing room. Oh yeah, we should talk about the. Leo chewing out those dudes.
Oh yeah. So the guy who wound up briefing us was this little, you know, how old do you think that guy was, by the way?
18.
Oh no, I think he was like,
I thought he was a little bit older than that.
I think
that.
He was older.
20?
I think he was probably about 20.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't even matter. He's just like this short guy who's about 20 years old who very seriously took briefing us on how to shoot our phasers very, very seriously. And he spent a solid 10 minutes or so, you know, explaining how to use the guns. And at one point, there were a couple kids off in the background just kind of like laughing and giggling, not really being disruptive or anything. But I guess they might have been to some people. And all of a sudden, this guy who's taking this very seriously. He just shuts the fuck up and he walks over and he looks at these kids and he
completely silent.
He silenced the room.
He silenced the entire
room. He can take over a room.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, Leo just,
he ran that room.
He really owned.
I mean, he just briefed the shit out of us.
Well, I also like how he asked if they knew everything about if they already knew everything about the game, and the kids just looked him in the face and said yes. Yes, they just sassed the shit out of him.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty hilarious. And then he said he was gonna, if they had any questions, he would kick them out.
Although he should have known that would have been their answer.
Right, exactly.
You gotta phrase that better.
Did he have a gun in there? Because if I had a gun,
a laser gun.
He had a laser gun.
Oh yeah, not a real gun.
Okay,
he had a laser gun.
Let's just specify.
He was explaining to us how to use the laser gun. Obviously.
If he had a laser gun in there, that'd be pretty amazing. What if he just had like a little tiny laser pistol and he was just popping people as they walked by and she's like, who is hitting me? Who's around here?
Oh, like when we were in the game?
Yeah.
Because
he was kind of milling around the bottom story.
Yeah, but I think he probably takes the rules more seriously than that. I don't think he would mess with
I mean,
around.
He takes himself pretty seriously.
He took himself so seriously. He took just the briefing room really seriously.
Here's what it is, guys. What he takes seriously is customer satisfaction. He wants everyone to have a good time.
Good call.
Wants the whole group to have a good time. That's why he wouldn't mess with people's scores, and that's why he wouldn't let a couple know-it-alls
ruin it
for everyone else. Because I bet that was the part when he was explaining the gems, and I didn't hear him.
Yeah, that's
I bet
right.
That's what it was.
You're just a punk kid.
No, I don't think that was the part with the gems, because you probably did what I did, was just tune him out after 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, because
he had a really boring voice.
Like, laser...
I really didn't know what was going on.
We talk about terminology...
Me neither.
We talk about terminology and slang a lot on the show. In laser just tag...
Just the bowling episode.
Just the bowling episode.
No, we've talked about it, maybe just the... Okay, whatever.
Probably LARPing, too.
But anyway,
disease.
But yeah, when he was
disease.
Giving the directions, like
disease.
Laser tag has so much made up words, and he was just like spouting off the directions as if like this was stuff we were supposed to understand.
Yeah,
like,
it sounded like it
all
wasn't
these
common
things
knowledge.
Are made up. Like this is.
We were easily
like,
like
this game is literally based on Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah,
like,
actually,
that's
is.
Where it comes
that's where it
from.
Comes from. Yep.
And like I don't understand.
Save
what
it,
you're
save it for
talking
weird fact.
About. That's not my weird fact. I mean, we can go into that. Do you want to go into that?
No, let's talk more about the game. So yeah, when we got in there, it was a ton of fun. Honestly, I actually had a good time. But it's all about. I noticed the technique is getting low because like
yeah,
I was
absolutely.
I was walking around. And I was just getting popped in my shoulders a lot, and then you know like was not really hiding. Well, what would suck is though when you would run into like the strongholds that different teams had.
Yeah.
Like the green team, we had
oh yeah.
Well, I mean, what
oh we should we go ahead and say.
Oh.
The green team won.
Oh, yeah. The green team won.
Sam and I won.
That's
and
true.
Dylan
definitely.
Lost.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I did lose. My stupid pack didn't work for half of
oh,
the
that's
game.
Right.
Yeah, his pack didn't work. So
yeah.
I did actually, I think I hit him the most, though.
Yeah, yeah, you did hit me the most, actually. You hit me seven times, and I got you five. But
I felt pretty bad about that afterwards.
Well, it's just really annoying.
You don't have to.
I was sitting there just using the stupid thing, and, you know, I shot Porter or something, and I'm here I am walking away or running away or whatever, and all of a sudden I try to shoot some other kid, and the damn thing doesn't start working. And so I sat there just, like, standing in a corner for, like, 5 minutes just shooting it, and every now and then it would just start to work again, and then it would stop. So that's why, you know, if you look at how many times we shot this, how many shots we got off, where does it say it on here?
It's in the shots off column.
The ammo used. All right, the ammo used. Like, I used 199 shots,
yeah, little
right?
scorecards here.
According to my scorecard, I shot off 199 times. Sam Zeno over here, on the other hand, shot out like 1,000 times, right?
Yeah, but I only did slightly better than you with way more ammo used.
With way more ammo,
and you
exactly.
didn't... Yeah, your thing was broken.
Because my thing was broken.
We should mention there was 57 people playing in this game, so, like, what, around... Almost 20 people per team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so my method, I just found kind of a pack of green people, and we just
yeah,
kind of...
Didn't you pick that kid up on your shoulders, too?
You picked a kid up on your shoulders?
Yeah,
you made, like, a mega human?
We ran through the fog machine, and...
it was like the Muppet Man.
Yeah, I saw you at one point take, like, the one kid on your shoulder and then just toss him up with your left hand towards gym number 8, and you're like, pop the gym, and then you ran and you grabbed him... And he landed perfectly on your shoulders.
Then they windmill high five in the air.
And then you pop that old guy in the overalls. Actually, did you see that old guy in the overalls?
I didn't.
The old guy in the overalls was hilarious.
I didn't
he
see
was
that
hilarious.
Guy. I didn't. Sam, I didn't even see you once during the entire game.
And that is the most ridiculous thing. I actually kept running around looking for you. I was like, where is Goose 46? What was
that would be mine.
Were you Goose 46?
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, Goose 46. Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, where's Goose 46? Goose 46. Because I kept Hot Dog 47 just kept... running all around.
It's true.
He was running rampant.
I stayed in the same section for most of the time. Because, yeah, we had a good thing going. Our pack would just kind of crouch in one place, and we'd all point different directions and just, like, and take down whoever would come our way. And so we were able to just kind of stay there and take out people as they were trying to, like, come in our direction.
It was nice. But, yeah, this guy in the overalls, like, old dude in the overalls, he was just crouched down in the very bottom floor, very out of place.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I have to say about him.
Well, he just looked like a kind of like a. I'm trying to think. He like the one of the country guys in a horror movie.
Oh yeah.
He just
like
totally
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, more like Cabin Fever. You know how.
No Country for Old Men.
No, definitely not No Country for Old Men. Like in Cabin Fever at the beginning when they go to the convenience store and then they get the gun and it's just like slightly racist and stupid because it's a terrible movie.
House of Wax.
That movie is also really bad.
Oh, man. That was playing, I think,
but
maybe...
But kind of hilarious.
It's so terrible.
It's so terrible.
I saw a clip of that.
Shout out to Paris Hilton right there.
Yeah, shout out to Paris
Dude,
Hilton.
That movie is bad. I only saw, like, 2 minutes of it. It was terrible.
Yeah, I think it's, like, it went... It was, like, a... Was it even in theaters?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
In theaters.
Oh.
I'm sure it did well.
No, it definitely did not do well.
Really?
Let's be
honest.
By
what standards? Like, did actually...
I don't know what I'm talking about. Actually, probably not.
I think I saw it on VH1 like last week, and I was just like, I actually watched VH1 last weekend.
I was working at a video store when that movie was released on DVD, so I remember when that came out.
Well, that's neat.
Did you wait in line like you did for the laser gun?
I worked at the video store.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I remember when things.
But did you have to get in line to rent House of Wax?
Yeah. Wait. So when you worked, what's this video store's name?
I actually was at the end of the line.
Was it Laser Video?
Checking people out.
But you got in line to rent the movie. You were number 3 in the queue.
No, I didn't have. What?
Yeah. Oh, are you in the queue?
Like, not in the actual line, but like
you had to get
like,
in line.
Like a wait list.
Yeah, yeah. Are you? Were you on the wait list for House of Wax?
I didn't actually. I got to preview them
because they only had one copy. Because
they go on the shelves.
Like Casper.
They go on the shelves on.
Ooh, happy Halloween!
You're getting too spooky over here.
Come into the laser tag place.
You sound like a pederast. It's terrible.
I will shoot you through the fog. I've haunted these walls for years.
Wow.
Ooh.
Like gay Hansel and Gretel over here.
Reboot.
Come, children.
Come, children.
They're
come.
Really,
I'm making
really
a delicious stew.
There really is going to be a Hansel and Gretel reboot. What is with all the fairy tale reboots?
Yeah. I don't know. It's
why
a great
is that
question.
So popular?
Yeah, they just did Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's like the redo.
It's not a fairy
it's
not a tale.
Oh, it's not a fairy tale. Oh.
I'm talking about like Once Upon a Time, that TV show, Grimm, like Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Yeah.
And then the two Snow White movies.
Well, then they had the Red Riding Hood movie,
and
too.
And the Red Riding Hood. Yeah, like I can kind of get down with like vampires and werewolves. Like those are, and zombies. Like those are cool creatures. You can make good things with those things.
Creatures of the night.
Not necessarily all of the things that have been made with those creatures is good. Like obviously like Twilight kind of terrible, but like those are, I don't know, those are cool
True,
creatures
pretty terrible.
But like fairy tales, I don't know, I can't get into that.
Yeah,
they seem so childish. It's just weird when
have
they
you started watching Big Bang Theory.
What's so stupid about it though is that like a lot of those things, like obviously like the American versions of all these fairy tales, yes, they are very childish and all they do is just make them more childish. But if you read some of these like older ones, like or you see some like the foreign ones, like
a lot of the Grimm's fairy tales are actually
gritty. Like the Russian version of we had to read the Russian version of Red Riding Hood in one of my classes in high school.
Oh, nice!
And it was super violent and sexual and bloody and pretty awesome, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. One of the fun facts, one of the kids that I was in class with. His
is this fun fact for this week?
No, not for this. This is my own personal fun fact.
Because Weird Fact is what it's called.
Oh, right. Well, I thought. So I think another weekly segment should be the Dylan Heimbrock fun fact of the week.
Well, here's the inaugural
fact.
Here's
the inaugural fun fact. Well, actually, we had to read the story in one of my classes, and one of my schoolmates' mothers found out that we had to read the story, and she read it, and then she went to the school and tried to get the teacher fired over having to read a Russian version of fucking Red Riding Hood.
So wow, that's crazy.
So it's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Is the Red Riding Hood gritty reboot, is that story that you read?
Yeah, no,
the
no.
new one or the old one?
The new one.
Did you watch the movie
with Amanda Seyfried?
What about
no? That was directed by
the
Twilight
director. Yeah,
director, and that was supposed to be some sort of like Twilight version.
Oh,
of Red Riding
yeah.
Hood.
Was that the one of the preview that just had? It was like black and white, but had only red.
Maybe
I don't remember. I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm colorblind, guys.
I don't know if it was black and white, but it was. Definitely
you can never
like,
be a pilot.
It was definitely dark, like dark.
Don't ruin my dreams, Dylan.
That's what I'm here to do.
So is the category this week,
So let's do,
is that fairy tales?
You ready to do categories? Wait.
No.
I got a categories theme song.
Oh my God.
It's the debut of the categories theme song.
I'm excited, Sam.
Here we go.
Categories.
That's it. What did y'all think?
Top of the charts. I think it's going to debut at top of the charts.
I think
probably
it's going to get nominated for 12 Grammys, and it's going to beat out Skrillex in all 12 of those categories.
Thank you.
Guys, did you see that actually today?
I'm
actually going somewhere with this.
Like, can we talk about laser tag for about 5 seconds?
No, we've been talking about it for a while.
But so
I do want to talk about the history of laser tag a little bit because I have some interesting things.
Oh, but I did see that on the new Korn album, Korn actually does a song with Skrillex, and I can't think of one song that I would like least want to hear in my entire life. I can think of that one song that I would least want to hear in my entire life. That would be the new Korn song featuring Skrillex.
I hate Skrillex infinitely more than Korn. Korn, I could and at least like get a good laugh about it and be like, hey, I used to like this when I was 13. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, but I mean, Korn now is just downgraded anyway, so let's go to categories.
I have no idea what they sound like now.
What do they listen to?
They listen to
a lot of Don Henley.
A lot of...
They're probably about that age now.
Chopin, yeah. Nocturnes.
No, I think trivia I think it's just like a lot of the Eagles.
Shout out to Nicole.
Shout out to Adrian and Nicole.
All right, what's the category?
So who's doing category? Who's picking the category?
You are. Actually, no, Dylan lost. So
Oh, are you going to pick it every? I guess that's how it goes.
Is that how it goes?
You're going to lose every time.
Yeah, whoever loses has to pick it because it's going to be redemption.
Oh yeah, so Clay tweeted us. Did y'all see this?
No, yeah, shout out to Clay. Thank you for listening, still Clay.
Yeah, thanks for everyone listening. Actually,
everybody who listens every week.
Looking at a picture of you right
now. Celeste tweeted us. Yeah, Celeste tweeted us.
Oh.
Clay tweeted us.
Thanks, Celeste.
We've had some tweets from.
I like
Aaron.
How we can give our fans.
Oh, and Jill. I think Jill just tweeted us like right before we recorded too.
Oh, hey, Jill.
Yeah, so thanks for tweeting at us. That's what we want.
Thanks for listening, guys.
An extra seat at the table if you want to come by.
At Hobby Hard. This isn't actually airing live, so she won't hear it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's okay.
In 2012, we're going to upgrade.
Categories. Pick a category. I don't know. Cities with a pro sports team.
Let's do something besides sports. Let's try. You know,
he is picking a category.
You're right. What am I doing?
Cities with sports teams?
It's your category.
Cities with a pro sports team. Let's just make it.
With a pro sports team? Okay.
Yeah.
This could last a while.
Yeah, maybe. We could also.
Are we doing United States or just all the old?
In United States.
Like major league.
Contiguous? Four major sports. Four major sports we're talking about.
We'll go with all 50.
Wait, four major. Basketball, baseball.
Hockey.
Hockey.
And football.
Football.
Cities,
yeah.
Right?
Is cities. That cities.
Oh, all 50 cities.
Crank it up.
What all am right. I talking about?
I'm starting here. Cleveland.
Miami.
Jacksonville.
New York.
Tampa Bay.
Buffalo.
Chicago.
Atlanta.
Chicago. Damn it.
What?
I didn't lose this time.
How did you lose that?
I don't know. I had Chicago on my brain. And then
that could have gone forever.
I know. That was a bad one. I actually... Okay, I'm not have no rebuttal. My only rebuttal is going to be that what if you name a city that has multiple sports teams? You could name that city like
no,
multiple
you can only
times.
Name it
no,
once.
You only okay. No, are all you right. kidding?
Come on.
What
ridiculous.
Are the rules of categories?
You say that you can only say.
I think we've
once.
Gone over them pretty well.
Have you guys ever played categories before?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just
did
we
it.
Just did.
Oh, we get the song again.
Categories.
All right. So what's my Clay? What was that tweet Clay did about the punishment for categories?
Oh yeah, did he have?
He
a
said that you what was it? You have a
start
timeout
yelling.
Or something, and then we get an interruption card, which I think means that we can tell you we can just make you stop talking instantly, which I think a lot of podcasts do, and it's a little lame.
Let's just.
I want to see you try to not say laser tag. I think that
okay fine.
I think that's more of a challenge.
That's more of a challenge for sure.
And if you do say laser tag, you have to do the rest of the episode without headphones.
Okay, done. Take my headphones off. Hey, so let's go ahead and talk about the history of...
All right, so here's what I
good
learned. History of what? Go on.
The history of...
He's just mouthing it. I don't think you can mouth it. He didn't.
Well, he's not saying
the history of...
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
So...
Categories.
This guy named George Carter III... In 1982, he began inventing this laser tag game based on him being inspired by the Star Wars movie. He just thought of this laser tag idea.
I'm just kind of surprised George Lucas didn't think of this.
He did.
Obviously in the movie, true. But I'm talking about like making the actual
and so, game. And so right. Technically the first... But this is interesting because he was inspired by Star Wars, but technically the first home laser tag toy was a Star Trek... Phaser? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The phaser guns?
Phaser gun.
Yeah, Star Trek phaser gun toy. Mm-hmm. So, you know...
I just think it's interesting because George Lucas thought of every other way to make money out of the Star
right.
Wars franchise. The only thing he didn't think of was a game based off of the weapons that the villains used.
Oh, and so
I mean, George
Lucas,
he's just a crock. I mean, golly. He should just go ahead and just kick him out of America.
He's all right.
No, he's actually pretty
he
cool.
Anyway.
I mean, he does bastardize his movies pretty a lot.
So, George Carter, he's from Dallas... And so,
shout out to Dallas.
And so, the first Let's laser tag arena opened in 1984 in Dallas. That's the birthplace of laser tag. So we're very close to the birthplace. And in 2005, the International Laser Tag Association, I think that's what the A stands for, they honored him as the founder and inventor of laser tag. And then in 2010, someone claimed that it was actually invented in Houston by Lee Weinstein.
Yep. Ooh.
And so, did you read this too?
Yeah, I read all of that. Yeah.
And do you want to give the?
No, you can go. The climax. You're already going with it.
And
Sam.
Then
here you go. You're at the top of the roller coaster.
So they went all the way to the City Hall in Houston. Got the public record. Turns out the Houston Laser Tag Arena opened in 1985. More than a year later. So Dallas. Still is on top. And always will be.
Taking it to the top.
To the top.
And so, gold. In the first laser tag arenas, the brand name was called Photon, and they're no longer in business. They tried to reopen a Photon-branded laser tag place.
Right. How did that go?
In 08.
Wait, so the place in Dallas doesn't exist anymore?
No.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
No, none of the Photons exist. Yeah, they tried to open one in Oklahoma in 08, and it closed after 2 months.
They just don't know where to place these places. Like
actually, there is one Photon location, but it doesn't call itself Photon anymore because it had to quit using the name.
What's the whole thing with Photons?
Photon is the brand name of
the first one.
Like Blazer Tag or Qzar or anything like that.
Qzar.
And so, yeah, the only surviving Photon location is in Maryland, but it doesn't call itself.
Do you think, speaking of Maryland, because we actually had Sam's roommate.
Stuart.
Shout out to Stuart. He has played at Blazer Tag before.
Ooh.
And I'm holding his scorecards right here.
We got a treat for you.
And his ladies and gentlemen, this fellow named Stuart Lovingood.
Wait, have you said Laser Tag yet?
No, I just said Blazer Tag.
He said Blazer.
It's a trademark.
Oh.
It's a trademark.
It's the name of the place.
Careful.
It's a proper noun.
He can definitely say it.
It's a proper noun.
But damn it, why didn't I... That doesn't work as well.
Oh, are you all right?
You can pretty much say Laser Tag now.
No, I mean, he's just not really.
I can only say it when I'm mentioning Blazer Tag. So he went to go play Blazer Tag at this place called Blazer Tag, and he was just shooting blazers at Blazer Tag.
Wait, what do you mean he was shooting blazers?
Well, it's the
now
trademark. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Stuart Lovingood with the team name, or his call name, JTT, got first place and third place when he played and played two games.
Out of how many people? That's the question.
30 people he got first place. 33 people he got third place.
So he had a smaller group, but he had way better scores than we did.
Way better. His accuracy was 15.48%.
Ooh, that's pretty good accuracy.
Wait, where's that? Hit ratio?
Yeah, it's the hit ratio.
Hit ratio.
I had 3.48.
Ooh. 3.48?
How would you have?
13.57.
Oh, damn. What'd you have?
I don't know. I mean,
you didn't bring yours?
Yeah. My scorecard was already framed in my apartment, though.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, you got to lock that down. Wow. So, Dylan, you had an incredible accuracy, but then your gun stopped working.
Yes.
Dina, so you also shot four times
so
as
that's
many
your,
shots.
So that's your right. proof. That's your proof that it wasn't your fault because you actually had a good accuracy.
Right. And I only shot it 199 times.
Wow.
So.
What do you know?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to make up my stupid pack
no,
to
I mean,
working.
I knew that you weren't lying.
What
I was just
George
thinking,
Lucas told
I was
you.
Thinking about how like the scorecard might not reflect what you had to endure.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, like it might just print out and look like that you were just terrible.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it was just a very frustrating experience.
I just feel like you were vindicated, and I'm happy for you.
I was vindicated. At one point, I was actually according to my little gun, I was at 23rd out of the 57 at one point. Then it stopped working.
Oh, it says your rank as you go? See, I didn't listen to any of the instructions.
Yeah, you were just all over the place, buddy.
Damn it.
You had your rank, how many lives you had left?
I actually only knew that because Sam, when he shot me once at one point, he asked me what my rank was. And he told me I could look
it
up.
Oh, him,
on,
not
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, no,
Porter,
I didn't. I don't
Porter.
Know what that means.
When he shot me, he asked what my rank was and told me I could find it on the gun. So that's the only reason he
All right, know. So you guys ready for the Weird Facts of the Week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
I should have written a theme song. I'll make one next time.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's so weird.
You guys are in a band.
Our music's
my Morse code beat.
Our
right
music's
there.
Not really like that though.
That's true.
Dylan, you want to kick it off?
Hold on. Oh yeah, sure. Whatever. This is more of a fun fact.
Whatever.
No, it. Damn it. Find weird facts.
It's kind of hard. Okay, well I got two, I guess. So this is just kind of interesting to me that there's 90 million games, about 90 million games of laser tag played every single year.
That is a lot.
That's a hell of a lot. And the largest single game of laser tag happened in Australia in 2008, and it had 279 players playing at the same time.
That would be cool. That doesn't
outdoor.
I didn't see that.
That's not as big as the biggest LARP, though.
No, that's not nearly as big as the biggest LARP. Oh, and then
shout out to Fax.
Also, the biggest
Fax is my Facebook friend now, guys.
Windy news.
Oh yeah, and then the biggest. This is also kind of interesting to me. Just because we were talking about terrible horror movies earlier, the biggest laser tag arena in the world opened in 2010 in the UK. It's 1,600 square meters, and it is themed after the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, wow. Oh, like that part in the... Have you seen the first movie?
Yeah, I fell asleep in
there's
it.
Like this,
did you ever play the video game?
Yeah, I played the first movie.
In the video game, but the movie, there was like this obstacle they had to walk through. There was this hallway with like those, you know, those like...
The lights?
Those, laser lights shooting across like you would see
there's actually
bank or a museum or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Security.
There was actually an image.
But they actually cut you.
Oh, yeah. These don't cut you, but there was
an
image of a hallway where that was modeled.
But I bet,
that part.
Yeah, but that was part of it. But yeah, in Resident Evil, they like sliced the person like a million pieces.
That's awesome. You want to go ahead and go with your weird fact?
Okay, weird fact. So Austin being the live music capital of the world, we have concerts everywhere, and popular electronic artist Neon Indian has played a concert at Blazer Tag.
The one that we went to?
That is. With the concert or the venue?
The he played.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the Blazer,
Blazer Tag.
So, like, yeah, it's just your regular old...
Blazer Tag Monday
Blazer Tag
night.
Place, but then you got your indie electronic artist, Papa the Jams.
Love it.
I wonder where he played. Do you think he played on, like, the top part inside the Blazer Tag, and then everyone played Blazer Tag around him while he played?
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty badass.
Yeah.
I think it was a, quote, DJ set, even though he's an electronic artist. So maybe he just, like, was in the sound room or whatever, like, wherever the stereo pipes out.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he had an audience. It might have just been, like, background music for the game. Y'all seem genuinely interested. Porter, you got something weird?
Yeah, my weird fact is that, so the game itself, historians lost the actual meaning of the game. years ago.
Can you go into detail how that happened, really?
Well, yeah, so there's a struggle between the two different worlds, and the different worlds being paintball and laser tag.
Oh.
And
sort of like lycans and vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like
Underworld. I actually don't have a weird fact, but I have a,
a weird story.
I couldn't tell.
I have a weird game that I feel like...
Oh, these are better anyway.
So this is what I would propose is that, to me, paintball and laser tag are still pretty similar. So what if you pop off and you can play, you have a gun that can actually shoot paintballs and laser, but then like you'd be playing in the game and they would like change the game based like just like halfway through it or something, or like you'd be in like a laser tag arena. And then, like, there'd be, like, an intercom, and it would just be like, now it's paintball. And you have to, like, swap your gun around and be like, yeah, it's paintball.
So you're holding two guns.
No, you're holding one ultimate machine.
One ultimate gun that you switch over.
Yeah.
One, like,
oh, so there's some sort
like,
of
yeah, there's some sort
switcheroo.
Of switch.
There.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that, like, when Neon Indian changes one of his songs, he goes, now it's time to play paintball, guys. And everyone just switches around real quick, and then they start shooting paintballs. And then he switches up another one and says, laser tag.
Laser tag, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did it.
And you were just repeating what he was saying.
Yeah.
Well, now what do you have to do?
You
went pretty long, though. You went longer than Dylan, so
yeah,
that's true. I went about 3 seconds.
That's something.
Bowling a lot.
Yeah, I said bowling a lot of times.
He just said it immediately, and then we were just like, okay, just keep talking.
That's what happens.
So I like that idea.
It could be fun, but I feel like the only downfall is that people would just keep playing paintball.
Right. Well,
yeah. Why would you play laser tag if you could play paintball?
Yeah.
Real question.
But then what if you get
kicked
out?
What are some reasons?
What if you get kicked out if you do the wrong, like if you play paintball when it's laser tag?
Yeah, I guess
you'd have to get kicked out when you got hit with the paintball? Then it was you get tagged and then then you have to go.
Oh, yes. Because, those are different rules. In paintball, you can only get hit once.
Right.
In laser tag, you get hit tons of
multiples.
Times. It's inevitable.
Oh, yeah, you get hit, and then you got,
it's a totally,
a minute where you can't shoot.
Yeah, it's a pretty
whatever.
Different
maybe,
game.
Yeah, maybe
you really didn't think this one through, did
maybe
you?
Maybe it could just be like a parade, I think, actually. I think this could be the new addition to the Christmas parade.
So it could be like
it's
a,
just like people playing the game within the parade setting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. And then so people could be like second lining, like in New Orleans, and down the street with a big band and a big brass
parasol.
Band, a parasol and just dancing all over the place.
For sure, yeah. And there'd be like beads involved.
Beads involved, and then at the same time, people are shooting lasers and paintballs.
It would definitely be a jazz band.
So instead of throwing beads, they're just
shooting
the crowd
people.
With paintballs.
That's right.
I think people would really get
into
that.
Is it illegal to have a paintball gun, like, in public?
What do you mean?
No, I don't think it is.
I don't think it would be, unless it looks like a real gun, and then you could just get totally fucked by a police officer.
And some of them do.
Yeah.
As we mentioned.
That's true.
True.
So we got to wrap it up because Porter's got a hot date.
It's true.
Should we play the intro theme on for the outro?
Sure.
Since I have the technology.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Sam.
All right. Let's.
Hey.
Oh, that's what is that? Okay, that was actually another episode of ours that just came on. So this has been Hobby Hard talking about laser tag. Check us out on Twitter at Hobby Hard or email us anything you want. Just send us like stupid pictures.
You can send pictures of dogs.
Please send us an email.
Just forward us like some spam.
Maybe some pictures of sea lions that have broken into people's houses.
Maybe just tweet us your recipes.
Oh, I like recipes.
Even
so
email us your tweet.
And, email us
a
tweet.
Email us. Oh, yeah. As soon as you tweet us, make sure to email us because we don't have notifications. So if you email us after you tweet us, then we'll know to check the tweet.
Set those notifications up.
I think this way is easier.
Okay. It's off air discussion.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, loser. How's not playing laser tag? Because playing laser tag is awesome!